Don't.
Marcus Mendez on Grindr. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
So, like, I'll start. What's up, boys? I'm Julian Maganino.
I'm Marcus Mendez.
And today, you know what I'm saying? How about something like that?
I'm Marcus Mendez.
I cut off balance. I'm sorry. I cut off guard there.
All right. Are you good? Are you ready?
What if that was the intro? What if we're already on? What if that was...
How does it look from there? Pretty good?
3, 2, 1.
What's up, boys? I'm Julian Maganino.
What's up, boys? I'm Marcus Mendez.
And welcome to Talking Shit 12, a brief inquiry into online relationships. Today, Marcus and I are half in the bag talking about sex. So I'm going to take this off. Hey, you can purchase stickers on our merch. Check it out.
We got mugs hanging out here, too. But today, we're having a good time. It's been a bit, but, you know, we're talking about online dating, relationships, Tinder, all the kind of dating app stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And just kind of, it's a huge concept, right? Especially now with quarantine going on, right? Yeah. No one can go outside. No one can go to the bars. You know, it's a good time. It's everyone's kind of on it at
something
this point.
To adapt
too.
To. Yep.
Yeah. It's something to adapt to. Yeah. It's a different landscape.
Yeah, exactly. Tinder game, man. How's your Tinder game?
Dude,
man, is it too early to drop that? Is it too early to drop that? Do we have a photo? Do we have a photo of when I set up Marcus's Tinder account for the first time? I wrote his bio, all ready to go, man. It was fucking bait.
Okay, well, maybe we'll come back from the break or something. We can have it loaded up.
Yeah.
Like, oh man.
Anyway.
Yeah, my Tinder has been a barren landscape. It's been truly nothing. I have two different dating apps on my phone. I was going to get a third one like a week or two ago just because I was that desperate.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it gets to the points, right, where you're swiping. It gets to the point where Tinder's like, dude, we've done as much as we can for you, man. We've given you every match that we possibly can get you. You're on your own at this point. Yeah. Right. And so start looking at like different places now. It starts to give you, like, they can change it now. So you can start matching people from around the world. You can start matching people from China and South Africa and stuff.
No fucking shit.
Yeah. But
what's the point of that? I mean, well, not
communication,
what's the point of that, but like,
human connection at this point. Wow. So I've both dating apps completely
just
maxed out my
entire thing. Maximize your distance. Yeah. I'm gonna meet girls in New Zealand. I don't give a fuck.
So you've been paying for a Tinder, Marcus?
No, but you know what? In a couple more months of this, and I think I'm gonna be driven to. I think it's just like pure
premium
insanity.
Yeah.
Just get premium
subscription.
Just like at this point, I've just been so alone. I mean, it's thank God for quarantine restrictions recently a little bit, you know?
True.
Because if it wasn't for this human contact, who knows? By now I probably would be like a couple days deep into premium Tinder at this point.
No, I just got that shit.
But I know you used Tinder before, right? And I obviously used Tinder. I'm sure Safe or Cameraman has probably used Tinder at some point in his life as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's thank Safe, Ace. Thank you, Safe, for helping us out again on the... Hey! Thanks again for helping us out on this episode.
But the thing is, though, like, we're three dudes sitting in a room.
Yeah.
We've all used Tinder, but we've all used the same side of Tinder before. We've been on the man side of Tinder, looking at chicks.
Oh yeah, of course. Right? Yeah.
The other day a couple of friends of mine were using a girl's Tinder account, which is like a completely different app. It's a completely different landscape.
Yeah.
I think I talked to you about it a little bit too.
A little bit.
Dudes
I'm
are like
about this one. This is good.
Dudes are stupid.
Dudes are fucking weird.
We're
all weird.
Man.
Like, well, I mean, let's be real, but like, man.
Dudes are like
some of the shit you told me, man. That was kind of funny.
Sexual pervy
deviants.
Fucking weird ass people.
Absolute deviants.
Like, there's one dude who remembers this. We fully showed his ass crack on Tinder.
Yeah.
Just sitting naked on a countertop, like
the confidence.
Naked.
Like an
completely
album cover.
Naked. Like an album cover,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, I love it.
Like,
it's great.
Just completely ass crack showing. Yeah. Like, he had the word, like, I think gangster or something like that, like tattooed across the rim of his dick. Like, it was thug or something like that.
Thug.
Like, oh man.
Yeah.
Dudes are weird.
Dudes are weird.
But like, girl Tinder is a whole different landscape than guy Tinder is. It's a whole different thing. My sister was also on Tinder recently too.
Right.
Like, matches like crazy. Dudes will swipe right on anything. I know you've probably done this before too, where you're just like, you're not even looking.
I'm taking a shit and I'm just like, I think that's how I met my girlfriend. I'm just taking a shit. I'm just like, I don't fucking care anymore. Whatever happens.
Doesn't matter. I can filter this later when I'm like,
I'll
have
go
more
through
energy.
It after. Yeah, I'll go through it after. Yeah. I don't have the energy.
Exactly. You're just like,
I just want to max out.
Just want to max out my likes for the day.
Yeah.
Get my swipes in.
Yeah. Just get it all in. But yeah.
Get your dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but like girl Tinder, right. It's like you can swipe, like when I was using my friend's Tinder, like every other swipe, match. It's
just a bunch of horny fucking
dudes locked in quarantine.
Yeah, a bunch of horny fucking deviants.
Well, fuck anything you put
degenerate.
In front of them. Does not
matter. No, yeah. If it's got a hole or not. I don't fucking care. We'll figure it out.
Most guys will do their best to try to find any hole.
Many guys will try to figure out. Yeah. That's pretty fucked up. I remember this thing. This guy I went planting with, he was like tree planting last year. This guy was like, all right, you know what? You gotta do what you can. We're out in the bush. Like we're out like fucking 2 hours deep in a bush in Alberta, rural Alberta. Uh-huh. And, obviously, you know, the Tinder game must be weak. You are no signal, like no one in your radius. Anyway, this guy would set it very minimum to just the radius of like our camp and maybe a neighboring camp. So he knew who he was matched with. He knew exactly the girls in the fucking camp that were using Tinder, and he would like pop up and show up. Yeah.
Just Jeff. Pop up and show up.
Jeff.
Yeah. The Jeff.
The mastermind.
The Jeff.
The Jeff. Yeah. Jeff.
That's so funny. Cause you guys are like, I don't know, however many like kilometers away from civilization.
Oh yeah. We're like hours deep in the bush.
But the fact that like he would do that, but there were going to be girls that did that too. Like, you know, once like he's out in his own, you think no one's going to be on Tinder, but
the man would fucking
crunch in the middle of wilderness, man.
Yep, just to survive.
That's so funny.
Primal instinct, but he would do it. Yeah, that's
funny. I feel like Tinder just kind of changes the game a bit on dating, you know?
Yeah,
because like, you know, you hear your parents talk about, you see like movies and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's all these magical stories, like these Disney stories, people getting together and stuff like that. You know, like we were on a Ferris wheel and it stopped at the top, and like I don't know, I saw him across the way, or you know, like that. Like I got into a fight, or I dropped my books and he picked it up in the middle of the stairwell, or some, you know, cute cheesy stuff, right? And now, like, what's a modern day love story, right?
I was fucking horny.
I let your father come on my fucking belly button, man.
Yeah, that's what we did for the first day. We just
Man,
I'm face fucking these fucking spicy Cheetos. These are so good.
I know. Safe has treated us well today.
Yeah,
we got some beer, we got some spicy Cheetos, and we've been living large here. It's kind of nice.
So now, like, Tinder is one game.
Yeah.
And that's something to adapt to, especially with like COVID and shit. You know, human interaction's nice.
Yeah.
COVID's different. Tinder's different, but it's a good, you know, it's a thing.
Yeah.
It's totally
legitimate.
It's a
lifestyle. We have to live life.
It's a lifestyle. It's
exactly.
We're online now.
Yeah.
Meeting people through an app is not necessarily weird. There are other kinds of apps.
Okay.
Like a
Bumble, like,
fucking, you know,
what you got going? Like a Christian Mingle,
Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
What was that,
Facebook? There's like a Farmers Only one too, man.
What
there's
the
like,
fu-
there,
there's, like
just,
a,
there's a
Grindr for Marcus.
Yeah, cool. Dude, my Tinder's been so barren at this point, man. Maybe I should just switch teams.
Just try a fucking Grinder. Just see what guys
just
are doing.
So many matches like
that.
We already talked, but we know guys are horny as shit. Yeah.
They'll fuck each other when they get hungry. They're gonna fuck each other. I don't care, man. It's gonna happen. No, but yeah.
So honestly, I swear to God, I'd probably do better. I think just the beard, like, what's the word for that again? Like hairy, like a bear. I think is like
bear,
a yeah, exactly,
bear.
Man.
Yeah,
like I'm Portuguese. I got fucking hair on me. I got a beard going on. Like unibrow. If I don't shave it, whatever. Like I could be a bear. I could probably get some hits. A couple
do
hits
it,
on
do
Grindr.
Do it for the show. Make a fucking Grindr like right now for the show. I don't care. But yeah, man.
We don't mention like Farmers Only and stuff like that. There's like some weird niche stuff. Christian Mingle, like
white supremacist Mingle. It's a thing.
Wait, what?
But anyway,
I think you think during quarantine the sale of like dildos has gone like through the roof. In
I imagine
maybe.
Yeah, you know what? I think they would.
They have like, those things now, which is like just the bottom thigh. It's like waist to like thigh.
Yeah.
You know, it's like just a pussy and legs.
Yeah.
Just a pussy and legs, man.
Yeah. You can like buy those like just torso.
Yeah.
Just
the ass. Like the fleshlight, but it's just the ass. It's just the lips.
Just the lip. I was driving on Fennel and the love shop was open. So that's apparently an essential service. That's
people gotta get off. People gotta go crazy if they can't come, man.
I know. It's like It's mental health days, like you said. I'm just taking a mental health day. Yeah, yeah, man. So how is your Tinder game successful? Not just to get like slap cheeks, but like actually just like meet decent girls. Like,
no, how, neither. Like, absolutely neither. Oh, nah, dude, eh? I only got one match in the last 6 months and it was someone asking if I wanted a job.
Let's go. Oh my God. Yeah, continue.
Yeah, because I left my my job as an English tutor. So like, oh my God, like it was some Latina girl and I smashed and I was like, okay. And she's like, oh my God, I've never do this, but like, I'm looking for an English tutor. Do you want to like a job? And I was like,
it was in the bio. It was in the bio. That's fucking dry. That's the only one you got. You know,
That's the only one I've gotten in like 6 months, man. That's the thing. Like I have both and I've matched out all my, or maxed out my matches on both, both apps that I have. So, you know, like I finally got a match and I was like, oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
You know, like quarantine, who knows what I can do, but the restrictions are easing up right now, you know? Yeah. This could be the thing. This could
this
be
is
it.
This
I got
one.
Yeah. I got one on the line, you know, got one on the hook.
She's biting.
And just like, now here I am.
Now here I am.
If I had a match, I would not be doing talking shit right now with you. I'd be out there.
No, absolutely not. No.
Clapping cheeks.
Yeah, this
coming off people's belly buttons, man. Like modern day love story.
This is just a podcast for virgins. That's there's some interesting people you meet on Tinder, man. Like I've seen it all, man.
There's some weird stereotypes, man. Have you noticed that?
Oh yeah.
Like if it's based on the name or based on the bio, you kind of know what to expect, right? At least on the guy side of things, right? Like you go through and you'll get like, I don't know, people that don't have any bios on it. People have like one or two photos. You know the bots when you see them.
Yeah, 100%.
Because it's always like someone took a screen cap of a photo and it down res and it's super pixely and gross.
Yeah.
And then you match them and it's like horribly misspelled and it's like, we want your dick, daddy.
Weird shit. I've seen like weird shit, like girls with like 72 hair colors and they're like, I'm going to like chop your dick off and make chop suey. And you're just like, what's that? Swipe right, super like. Let's go. But like, there's an interesting variety of people on that. That's you know, I don't know what the man side looks like. I haven't seen it personally, but like you showed me, or you told me about it. Mm-hmm. That's really.
I'll show you the Grindr side of things once that kind of goes.
Yeah, once that kicks off, you know? We'll check in next episode about that. Let's see what happens. But like, yeah, man. No, but like, you can meet decent people on that app. Like, you know,
there's that, like, so many different like online dating things too. Like literally, like 5 minutes before the podcast started, we're like, Facebook dating is now a thing too. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Safe knows people that have like done it and it's worked and they're dating people and they're moved in together and stuff like that, you know? Yeah. And like, hey, maybe I should try that out.
You should try that out. Actually, hey guys, comment if you met your significant other on I was gonna say talking shit. If you met your hey guys, okay, let's try that again.
Call it
hey
talking guys, shit. Call it talking shit. We'll match it with people. we'll be your dating app. We'll be the dating app.
If you ever met anybody on Tinder or any other social media platform for dating, let us know in the comments and we will check it out. Maybe we'll create Mark's an account for whatever it is, Bumble, Grindr, whatever. Grindr sounds weird. That doesn't even sound like that's like a gay dating app. That sounds like a fucking cannibal dating app. Like, I'm going to grind you up. I'm going to eat your cock. I'm going to shit you out. Jeffrey Dahmer level, like weird shit.
You think that stuff exists on like the black, the dark web or something, you know?
I saw a fucking documentary on it, yeah. Oh, I know.
What?
It was like this cannibal, this German cannibal. Horrifying story. I don't even want to get into it. Like it actually like scars me. I'm like, that is a fucking weird story. Weird story. Not into it. Mm-hmm. Don't even want to talk about it.
There's one about like, a Japanese guy on Vice. Japanese cannibal.
A Japanese cannibal.
Yeah, and he used to find his victims on Reddit.
Wow. That's fucked.
That's talk so about a modern day love story, eh?
Yeah.
That's wow.
You know, but
cannibals
like,
really do be a thing, huh?
That is, yeah, apparently. Fuck, I don't know. Who can do that? That's gross.
Just eat
that's
people?
Fucked. That's
I mean, vor is a thing, too. Do you know what vor is?
Yeah, vor. Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah.
Different kinds of vor. Like, just eating people. And I think it's like specifically about like eating people alive, like whole or something like that, you know?
That's so
like,
fucked up.
There's that one so movie. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and stuff like that, right? And there's a whole scene where they shrunk the kids and then like the dad or mom like eats them. And apparently there's a whole thing in the vor community like, oh my God, this is so hot. This is such a turn on of like this dude eating these shrunken kids. And it's like,
no, man,
we do have, you know, some talking shit merch. This is sort of custom made, but we do have some stuff. We have some stickers. We can get some shirts or, sweaters and stuff like that as well, if you'd like. But yeah, honestly, we would love some more engagement. We are on Apple Music and Spotify.
And Apple Podcasts. Apple
Podcasts. Did I say Apple Music?
Apple Music. Not yet. Seven Cities will be on Apple Music soon, but like not right now.
Yeah, we're both a couple deep. Anyway, Apple Podcasts and Spotify and stuff like that, right? Yeah. So
check us out.
Check us out. Take your time to listen to the audio version of it. Check out the merch.
Yeah. Hey, actually, maybe we'll even do a giveaway one of these days. Like, you know,
I would actually be really sweet.
That'd be fucking cool.
I'd love to see some people walking around with some Talking Shit merch. I would do it actually.
Yeah.
Why don't we have more Talking Shit merch for ourselves? Right? I'll walk around stuff.
Let's go. I know. Let's do it. Hey, we'll do a giveaway. Everyone that likes this video, I don't know, everyone that comments on this video, the first whatever few, we'll go through it. We'll selectively pick who we want to pick, whatever. we'll do, first like 50 people to comment, if that happens, if that even happens. We'll pick and we'll do a little.
One comment.
Huh?
One comment.
One comment. It's
that's
you.
The person.
It's safe. Great video, guys. Fuck yeah. Oh, okay. I guess we have to give him something. yeah. Well, if this video gets like, let's reach for the stars. We're nowhere near this. But like, if we get like 1,000 likes, Marcus will shave his pubes for Grindr. Take a picture for his profile. No, okay. Tinder nightmares, boys. Tinder nightmares. So we're here on Tinder nightmares.
1,000 likes, Grindr.
What?
1,000 likes, Grindr.
Oh, yeah. 1,000 likes, Grindr.
Okay, sure.
No, fuck that. Fuck that.
I was gonna do Grindr anyway.
You gotta fucking start Grindr anyway. 2 likes, you'll start Grindr. Let's fucking go. Raise the bar down, boys.
Raise the bar down.
We're fucking reaching low now. Let's go. I don't care, bro. We don't need a lot of motivation to do that. You're doing it. Here's the Tinder nightmare. This was kind of funny. Being impregnated is the ultimate.
What a start.
Being impregnated is the ultimate in possession and submission. It means you offer every part of yourself to me, even your womb. It means you let me change your body. It means part of me grows inside you and stays with you forever. I'll always own a small part of you. No response. Just like that is just what somebody
what
wrote
the
to somebody
fuck?
On Tinder.
Wait, someone wrote to someone?
Someone wrote that. No, that's a thing. They wrote that shit.
Oh my God.
That's fucked up.
That's a serial killer.
That's a fucking serial rapist.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's the Japanese cannibal of finding people on Reddit, man.
Yeah,
that's that guy.
That's the fucking
that's that guy.
That's exactly who that is. What's your favorite Olympic medal? I have no clue, to be honest. LOL. Oh, well, mine's silver because I always come second.
So one time you're fine, something, we, a bunch of people from my, from Facebook chat, I mean, we all did a kink sort of like quiz. Just kind of figure out like what your whole like vibe is. You know, what kind of kink are you? Like, what's your whole like vibe, you know? Like, are you a dominant person? Are you sub? Like, and then I found out some stuff about myself, but also just some stuff about the community. Don't worry about it. you know, just like there's some terms and shit like that I didn't even know existed, man.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, maybe during the break, I would actually be funny if we pulled up a short version of it and just kind of came in and talked about it. I would actually love that.
Yo, man, turn off. If you guys are non-halal, turn this shit off. Yo, the haram's about to go skyrocket in the next half of this fucking podcast. Let's go.
But yeah, when we come back from the break in a couple of minutes, we'll come back and we'll do this quiz. Yeah. We'll get some. We'll talk about
funny.
It a little
That'd
bit.
That'd be kind of funny. Yeah.
Yeah. But you got a hot one on the plate going on?
Oh, I don't know. Okay, I just hit one by accident, but this was kind of funny. Want to play anal tongue darts?
I don't know about you. I think you've seen some weird shit in your time.
I've seen weird shit, but I haven't, like...
Nah.
No? Nothing, like...
I think you've had a girl ask if you liked feet one time.
I did.
That was a whole thing.
I did. No, she's like, no, so, like, what I want to go to, like, Value Village. I want to buy some nice cheap clothes. I want to cut a hole for my pussy. Wear all my clothes, and I want you to fuck me with all my clothes on. It's a kink. I was like, what the fuck? Okay. Anyway, no, she was fucking weird. And I was
Hold on. Did you do it?
No, I didn't do it.
I have never heard... 26 years on this earth, heavily watching porn for the last 13 years.
Being very invested in porn lately.
I've never heard of this whole...
Ripping the clothes.
Ripping
clothes. You know, you've never seen that? You've never seen like people like wearing yoga pants and the dude...
No. That's...
Yeah.
But like with all clothes from Value Village, like specifically...
Oh yeah, she didn't want to cut up her Gucci. Like nothing designer, just nice, like, nice and secondhand. But she was like, yeah, just cut a hole in my pussy. Fuck me, and like that's what I want. Just like a hole for my vagina, maybe the boobs. I don't know.
Wow, cut a hole for the boobs too. Wow,
probably. I was just like
the whole king caboodle, huh?
Yeah,
Marcus, just all the holes.
I don't know.
Quick?
I felt
sorry. What's up now?
You want to flash us real quick?
You had to point this out, eh? I know we talked about showing it, but like, man,
this fucking. All
right, like
right
I went into this. I knew we were gonna shoot it from the waist up. I didn't give a shit. I do have a hole in my fucking pants.
Look at this guy right here.
There, and I got my Santa socks on.
Oh yeah, that's fucking good.
Like, no one's gonna see. Yeah. No, unless you point this out, no one's gonna see this, man.
Oh my god!
Look at the small breakfast sausage poking up.
This is why I have no Tinder matches.
No, this is why. Yo, look at my little dick. Your grinder fucking photo. Your fucking profile photo.
Little dick energy, please.
Little dick energy. Breakfast sausage energy. Fucking baby's thumb energy. Like, let's fucking go.
Oh my god.
Fuck, man.
Breakfast sausage energy is really good. That's going on
that's
in Tinder,
I think. Good. Yeah. You souped up your Prius energy. That's what that is.
That's good.
No, but
oh fuck. Okay. Yeah. I'm down to refill my beer and just go to the bathroom, I think. And yeah. Let's do that like that weird sort of that quiz, and we'll just take a break and we'll come back. We'll full throttle with some more content for you guys, and we'll have a good time.
Pretty good for you. Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to take a commercial break on Talking Shit 12.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Talking Shit 12. We're doing this. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back,
boys.
Should we both do like a
what's up, boys?
Yeah, ready?
Okay.
What's up, boys? We're back.
We're back. Shit. It's been like 7 seconds for you, but it's been a couple minutes for us.
It has been almost an hour for us, I think, actually.
We took
a good break.
We had to refill our beers and get ready and stocked up. Yeah.
All right. Well, here it is. We took a test. Marcus, tell me how sinful of a man you are.
Oh, buddy. I think our demographic probably already knows.
Yeah.
Maybe more so. I wonder if this is a virgin run, you know, like 78% virgin, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that would just, you know, say my whole personality, right? Mm-hmm. There's some doing this thing, right?
Right.
Through what's the name of the website? I actually don't remember. It's like BDSMtest.org or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. There are some classifications here I didn't know existed.
No,
I got asked some personal questions I've never thought about before in my entire life.
No, it never came across my mind once. I know. Yeah. I was like, oh.
It's like, do you ever want to like own people or like
start a whore farm?
Do you want to like never make decisions in your life and just have sex the rest of your life? And I'm like,
that sounds like a mental health issue. I don't know.
I was like, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a thing.
Yeah. And there's some like funny categories in here.
Yeah.
There's a lot. They break it down. Mm-hmm. Degrader, dominant, experimentalist, sadist, slave, all these weird rope bunny.
Yep. Some interesting ones there. Yeah. Primal Hunter. I don't know if you got that one at all, but that one kind of freaks me out. But
that's kind of weird.
I got 26% on that on my personal thing. It's kind of weird. Yeah.
I don't agree with the number I got, but
so there's a primal prey and there's a primal hunter on this thing. I don't know how official these is, man. Every time I look up something different, there's always a new category I wasn't aware of. But you know what? Hey, right. If that works for you and you're fine with it and it's consensual, go for it, right?
Yeah. I mean, whatever. That's just it.
There's but like, when it comes to like pretending to hunt another human being.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't
like a little bit too savage. You know, it's like the most dangerous animal or something like that. Yeah, you know,
you don't want to be that Japanese cannibal. Back to that. No. Yeah.
There's so many movies and shit about like people like hunting other humans. Yeah. For sport and shit that, you know,
weird.
I feel like just the term primal hunter is just like,
kind of makes you cringe a little bit. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. Hey, you know what? We're living in a very sexual liberated society. So, hey, man, whatever, like whatever you do.
You know, but there, yeah, again, some stuff I didn't really think about for a while. Right. There's a thing called daddy/mommy. And I don't know. I think if it's like taking care of another human being, you know,
that's your fucking front page on Pornhub.
On Grindr. Daddy, bear daddy.
Looking for a bear hug and a reach around
like, while I'm at it.
Dry. I'm going to use your fucking tears for me.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
But
I don't know. It's like taking care of people and stuff like that, too. Treating people as like babies and stuff like that. It's like, wow. I don't know. Put people in diapers and like having a good chain. I don't know.
Do you remember that scene in Poultry Geist where the guy like they Poultry walk in on Geist?
That is a film.
You know
that's
what?
A film.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
That is a great cult classic. Yeah, remember that scene where they walk in on the guy and he's like in a diaper and baby shit. And he's like, this is a perfectly normal. Like everything's fine.
Like, how do you, if you're into some weird stuff, right? How do you like declare that on like a Tinder or like a dating profile? If you're like, because you're on the stuff, either you're looking for somebody or you're looking to fuck, right? If you're looking to fuck and you have a preference.
Yeah.
How do you just go about saying like, yeah, you know, I want to be tied up. I want to be hunted like, you know, like a fucking
like an alpaca.
Animal.
Like
an alpaca.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't how, you know. Yeah, how do you do that?
What like, do you what declare? Like, yeah. How what's your? I don't know,
do
man.
You just go like
emojis.
Just pure yeah. Emojis.
Eggplant.
Eggplant emoji, like dog emoji or something.
Dog emoji, yeah.
Like pig
yeah.
Emoji, lamb emoji.
There's like an eagle flying over like a dog, a rabbit or something. You're just like, yeah, that's what's happening, bitch.
That's what I want.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's what
that's
daddy
it,
wants.
That's the shit. That's what daddy wants.
Yeah, no, but you know what's the funny thing, though?
Oh, buddy.
Marcus.
Uh-oh.
Based on the general results, did it tell you? Did this website tell you?
Oh, no.
That you're a dom? A sub or a switch?
Dumb.
You got dumb, man.
I think. Yeah. I've got demons. I think
I've got demons.
I've got some shit to work out. I think. Health issues over the years, yeah. Figure out. Daddy's all bottled up.
Yeah. Daddy's all pants up. No. Yeah. Okay. The thing here is, I got a lot of dominant.
Okay.
But I got a little switch in there.
Okay.
Which is weird because it's not like I'm not in like pegging shit like that, but like. I like to fuck, but I want to get fucked. You know what I mean? Like, it's a healthy dose. You know what I mean? Like, you got to go about both ways. So, where I was going with that, I don't know. I don't know where I was doing a transition. I had a thought. It's gone now. Anyway, what were you saying? I'll fuck you, but I'm going to fuck you. You can fuck me how you want, but I'm going to fuck you how I want to fuck you first. That's my goddamn priority. We'll figure it out.
I mean, who knows, man? With the whole wide world out there, we've been told by some people, you know, like, you know, try this thing out. Try getting your ass eaten out. You know, people, you love it. You love it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe someone likes it. Maybe someone in this room likes that.
I don't know who.
This guy.
I don't know who.
Yeah, I don't know who. Not me.
But people have been recommended some certain things, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah. And who knows? There's a wide world out there.
Yeah.
God knows. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah. No. God. Yeah. Man, I don't know. God. That's funny.
You know, like maybe one day. Maybe one day with my spruce up my Tinder a little bit, do some spring cleaning.
Yep.
Once, you know, COVID's done and March comes around.
Skeletons like, out of your closet.
Literal skeletons out of my closet.
The dusty ass skeleton. He's got a dusty ass.
It's a dust cleaner out and just like clean up the Swiffer.
You need to go on a fucking nice date.
West Jet.
You need to go on a nice date, Marcus.
Yeah. Speaking of going on a nice date, actually.
Yeah.
I know we said, at this point, I swear to God, if you're watching this video and this video doesn't have at least 2 likes on it, you know, like the video because while you were doing your test, I figured since I already did it,
you made it.
I made a Grindr account.
Let's go. Let's go.
Here's the thing, right?
I'm excited about
we were talking about earlier about how horny dudes are and just like, they'll do whatever the fuck, right? They'll swipe right on anything. They'll message you for whatever the fuck, right? Doesn't matter what your bio is. They'll go out and swipe right. Mm. Right. In the 20 minutes, maybe since in the 20
who was that?
Not me. Is it the
dog? Who just ripped their ass open? Was that you?
That was upstairs.
No, okay. I was like,
someone upstairs.
They're moving. Yeah, someone's moving furniture upstairs
or something. Okay, but
okay, yeah.
Here's the thing. Here to really show the deal, man.
Yeah.
Right? And we're talking about earlier about like I'd probably be a better gay dude than I am a straight man, apparently, from the reaction I'm getting. You know what? Based off of other dudes, maybe that's true.
Yeah.
Based on the analytics, I think that's actually very true because in the 20 minutes since I've made my account, I've gotten 23 messages.
No.
Yeah.
What?
I'll show you.
Holy shit, yo. It's going to be like
23 new messages.
Oh.
23 new messages.
Yo, open that shit.
I don't know
right
if you can
now.
See that.
Open
23
that
new
shit.
Messages.
No fucking way. It's been under an hour.
It's been like 20 minutes. Like 23 new messages.
No, open that shit right now, man.
Okay. Yeah. Like how many dudes is that?
Oh my God. What did I read? I haven't come in 3 days. That's the first fucking message. He's going to message you in like a voice message.
Here you fucking twink.
Hi, how are you? Indian guy. I haven't come in 3 days. I'm gonna write same, bro.
I'm gonna, is that Indian guy?
Yeah, yeah, it looks like him. I'm gonna write same. Let's go.
Oh my God.
His name is Damn. I'm gonna write Damn Daniel. Yeah. Hi, what's up? Photo received. Uh-oh. That's a dick. That's an anus. That's a spread asshole.
Oh,
that is a full spread. Anyway.
Censor that stuff.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay. Future Marcus, please censor that asshole.
Yo, there's an old man. Oh my God. There's an old guy. Oh my God. We're going to cut that out after. No shit. But like, oh my God.
Yeah. So I went through it. So I opened it up. Grindr is very different than Tinder.
That
by
is
the way.
So fucking.
There's no like matches or there's no like swiping. It's just sort of like a bunch of profiles. Kind of like.
Enjoy that, Marcus. Oh my my God.
Do you remember Goatsy?
Oh my God. Tell the story. Tell the story.
So I was back when I was in elementary school.
Yep.
Which is a fucked up thing to think about, right?
No, that was not
Dude, yeah. First time I saw Goatsy was elementary school. And that's, I think that's shaped the pay, that's paved the way for my.
I think that was summer grade
growing up.
That was summer grade nine.
Maybe when I showed that to you.
Oh, okay. Unless there was,
because I knew about it in high school and in elementary school.
Oh, okay.
Because some of the kids a year older than me were showed me. It's like, hey, Marcus.
Hey, Marcus. Come here.
I know you want to see. Yeah, no. Goatsy was a picture that went around the internet and the 4chans of some dude that put a bottle up his ass and the bottle broke.
I remember that.
Do you remember that? That's fucking gross.
And he was like splitting, he's spreading his butt cheeks, and you could see a lot of stuff. And
like that guy sent you the photo. Shaved asshole and everything, man.
I mean, at least he shaved it. At least put some effort into it, man.
At least he tried. At least he tried. God, that's a good man. That's a good man.
God knows. Some people don't put that much effort into it.
He didn't even say hi, by the way. It was just two anal photos. Whatever.
You know what? That probably said as much as he needs to say. Yeah. You know what? I've gotten more interaction from this dude with a shaved asshole than I have from girls on Tinder in like my 2 years on
Tinder.
Something
else, man. You know what I used to send him? Send him a picture of like someone's like spaced ears, but like without the spacer. It just looks like a cat's asshole. Send that back to him and be like, yeah, I bet you want to play that game.
You want to play that game, big boy? Come here, daddy. Come here, you little cowboy.
Man, at my old work, my boss used to call us cowboys, and it made it all this crazy.
Oh, is that where the group the cowboys came from?
Yeah, it's where we all call ourselves the cowboys. We embrace the cowboys.
Yeah, you definitely worked at your boss was a mobster.
Oh man, easily. Oh man,
look at that.
Open it up again. Oh wow, that's really shaved. That's just bleached. This man bleached his own asshole.
Did he bleach his asshole?
Oh, I'm looking at it. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Just comment back.
All I did was like it. All I did was go on everyone's profile and just do a fire. Like, there's a fire thing. It's like liking. That's all I did. I didn't do shit. I didn't message a single time. And these dudes are sending me pictures of their assholes and their ball sacks.
Just a moment of silence.
Just a moment.
You should, like, send them something back. Not like that, but like.
Oh, man.
Picture with the boys were like. 10 out of 10, by the way.
Just go through and just.
Maybe he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. Fuck that. No,
who took this photo?
It's not even
who
him
took this photo.
It was either self-timed or like,
okay, the first one I can see because it's just a close-up, but the second one is the man is fully spreading his butt cheeks on the bed and it's a wide shot. Like, there's someone else who took this photo from him.
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
That's so funny.
How many? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 matches. 12 people sending me messages.
In like 20 minutes.
Man. I wish I could get that interaction on Tinder.
I found something and I didn't look at it. 50 dirty questions. It's a link. And I saved it so we can talk about it because I haven't looked at it yet. Number one, what's the dirtiest thought you ever had about a total stranger? I don't think I want to answer that.
Right, this is a bad game.
Do you prefer sex at night, in the morning, mid afternoon, or now? Go ahead, Marcus. I'll let you talk first.
Any.
Safe. What do you prefer?
What's the question?
Do you prefer sex in the night, in the morning, mid afternoon, or now? Right now. Yeah. Go down. What do you prefer? Is there a preference?
In the middle of the when I'm half awake.
Oh, that's the best. That is the best.
You feel
six
me?
In the morning.
Yay.
You're not even up yet. You just kind of wake up, look at each other, and she's
my
like,
boy. My boy.
Yeah.
You just know you got that morning. I know, man. And
yeah, it's strong. You're kind of half awake. You don't really know what's going on. You're like, hunt me. Let's go. I'm barely awake. I don't fucking care. Ryan, get the fuck. And then like you like you nut, and then you just leave it on your stomach, and you just scrape it off in the morning. You'll let it dry up. I'm too tired. Okay, let's see some other ones. What's your favorite way to be seduced? Is there a favorite way? I don't know.
I think any question you're gonna ask me is gonna be just please.
What's the dirtiest fantasy you've had at work? What's the dirtiest fantasy you've had at work? We're gonna avoid that question.
You ever have that thing when you're okay? We've got off the deep end. I think at this
point. We're too far now.
You're at that point when you're in elementary school or high school and you just like get hard at the weirdest times when you're growing up.
I pop a boner like national anthem or like religion.
You're saying prayers, Hail Mary,
Hail Mary, and my cock's hard. And I'm just like tucking into my elastic. like pressing it against the desk. I'm like, I can't let anyone see. I don't know why. I'm not aroused. It's just like, it's just early, you know, you're our just, father. And just kind of, there's something about it. It's something about it. Gets
just
the,
conjuring up.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
In the middle of geography class, when the fucking teacher tells you, oh, come read the book.
In the class, you're like, God, please.
God, no, please. What's the weirdest thing?
I feel like this is some stuff people should be having on their Tinder bios. Because now people's Tinder bios are all just like,
yeah,
it's basic stuff, you know? You know, like, I wanted to be treated like
cat
a princess.
Mom. Cat mom. 420. Ha,
you know?
420 friendly.
Sushi lover, you know? Sushi foodie. Lover.
Yeah, foodie. You know? Yeah, I've seen that.
I want to, like, tell me what kind of prey or hunter you are. You know, I want to, like, tell me that. Tell me that. So let's save some time.
What's your favorite thing about a quickie?
Man, should I just put the microphone down?
You can just go ahead and leave? Take a walk for a bit?
Should I just go for a walk, come back in a couple minutes?
Do you ever mentally strip strangers just for kicks?
What? What a website. I don't know what the hell you're on. How long do you think I should keep this on for? I'm sorry, I just opened it up again. I haven't gotten rid of the grinder on my front page just because I'm just mesmerized.
Yeah, no, that's fucking hilarious. Keep that up. Keep that up. We'll check
it out. So how long should I keep this on for? Just make it my wallpaper. There's more. Oh my God. Wow. My Wi-Fi wasn't on. I don't mean like more matches. I just mean like I went through and I liked everyone that I wanted to like, you know, and now I'm just opening up and there's like so much more. Someone's thing is just Squirtle.
No.
Someone's photo is just Squirtle.
On Grindr.
On Grindr, man. People have some, no one says their name. Everyone just says bottom, bi, horny. Horny, so many hornies having fun. Wow,
one's like milk farmer.
Blow, someone has a bear emoji.
You
we called that shit.
Yeah, we called that.
Totally called that shit. Looking for a top popsicle.
What's your favorite blowjob technique? The gawk gawk wrist. No, the wrist twist gawk gawk 3000. You all know what I'm talking about. Let's go. yeah, man, your grinder's blowing up, man.
Yeah. Let me check. We'll come back in a bit and see what's going on.
How about like, we'll like lead off sex here, but here's another one. This one's kind of, this is for the women. This is for the,
okay. Brian, the demographic a little bit. Broaden the demographic.
Yes, the old sneeze technique of birth control.
Wait, what?
My girlfriend sneezes after sex. Will it keep her from getting pregnant? I heard that the Greeks practice this. Like, if she squats down and sneezes, won't my cum just shoot out? And it'll keep her from getting pregnant? Yes, he's like, yes, I have practiced this. We do this in Bangladesh.
Oh, man, we've gone on a whole adventure today. We haven't, we?
Yeah, we really dived into
stuff. Started in on Tinder and Bumble and stuff like that,
and
too.
Got off really
and went off on a deep end. Really, I didn't think this would turn out,
man. Like there that, people are pent up,
yeah,
thirsty, talking shit that we deliver. We thought we would take this, you know, and just kind of go
see
about
where people's
it.
At, right? Yeah. We want to check in with people, the majority, at least where we are, right? The world, the society we live in at the moment, and see what people are doing, you know, see how people are going, how it's going, what their mental health is like.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
What you doing?
What you doing? There's also more though. There's more than just fucking, literally. There's more than just fucking, you know, there's like a good date. What would be your most ideal date?
We haven't talked about dating, huh?
No, we just went straight to the fucking cum and like all this weird shit. Like, yeah, 100%. We talk about bears. I know a guy, he's openly gay. He's a nice guy, nice friend. Cool man. He just commented right now. He just Snapchatted me right now asking if Marcus is gay. I wonder why. Just curious.
Just curious.
Let me write back. Did you see him? Did
was he on Grindr?
What? Yeah, we do be living in a society, huh?
I'm gonna wink. I'm gonna
my
wink.
Actions have consequences, huh?
Was he on Grindr? Wink.
Buddy, don't.
Marcus Mendez on Grindr. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go, baby. Yes, sir, baby.
Oh my God, dude.
Yes. Okay, alright.
Oh my God, wow, huh?
Oh my God, that's funny. Okay.
No, yeah, okay, good. This is working. This is perfect.
Okay, hold on. Let's stop. Okay. Let's stop, right? Because I've been on Grindr for maybe 40 minutes at this point. 30 to 40 minutes. And man, look at this.
Let's go.
Look at this.
Yeah. Yo, shout out, man. That guy's such a sweet guy. He's a cool dude.
Seemed like a decent dude. Yeah. Also, I've also gotten like a 5 new messages.
Oh, man.
I'm sure there's some very sincere men on there. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
They seem very sincere when they're showing me their bleached
that
assholes.
That guy can, yeah, he needs a... That particular guy showing you his asshole, he needs a restraining order. Okay, I just said, yeah, I said, yeah, I'll explain in a second. Is this like catfishing someone or? No.
Wow, huh? I told you, I'd be such a better gay dude than I would a straight dude.
Okay.
If only that were true.
Yeah.
If only that were true, man.
Maybe it is true. Maybe this was just a fucking front.
Maybe this is a trial run. Watch the courts.
I'm going to fucking break this laptop.
Okay, anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mysterious friend, whom will
name. Yeah, mysterious friend.
Appreciate it.
Very, very cool, dude. I want to
love the interest.
The record. Yeah,
makes you feel warm and cuddly inside, you know? That, you know what? People actually are interested in this going on.
Yeah.
Maybe not after this podcast.
Yeah.
I think I've said too much stuff. I've revealed too many secrets, I think, but... You know what? Thank you.
Thank you. That's a compliment.
If only Tinder and the other dating apps were as open efficient. And as efficient. Efficient is the correct word.
Yeah.
Man, I go through my Tinder profiles and I don't know how much work you put into yours, but I would put like six photos. I Photoshop some photos. I put a bio up. I ask people to like read the bio, check out my thing, make sure it's good, man. Give me some critiques.
Pictures of your dog.
Put pictures of my dog on it. Yeah. Put pictures of my cat on it. Put some pictures connected to my Instagram and my Spotify and got it verified and put all this work into it.
Yeah.
I put one photo that you took of me like four years ago.
Yeah.
And boom, like 40 matches on Grindr in like 40 minutes.
Big.
That's incredible.
That's a big market, boys. Let's go. Like, you know what? Show it some love. That's funny.
Anyways, I think we've ragged on me enough.
I think, we ripped on Marcus enough. We don't really have a whole lot to say about dating. We don't really care.
We're both out of the game. You're happily in a relationship.
I'm
and
in a long-term contract.
You've signed
I'm not a free agent no more. Nope. We figured it out. Long-term deal. But,
But I hope we've been able to shed a little bit of light about what's going on now.
Yeah.
You know, not so much post-COVID, but in like the winding downs of this second isolation quarantine kind of happening around. I have a feeling people are going to come out of this.
Oh, it's going to be the roaring 20s, literally, again.
Yeah.
People are going to fuck. People are going to fuck. They're going to fuck.
Hopefully, there's enough to spread around and people are safe.
There's enough to spread around. That guy showed us there is more than enough to spread around.
Thank you for tuning in. Hopefully this has been a wild ride for us. For me specifically, it's been a roller coaster for my own emotions and my own, self-confidence and self-worth. I know that for a fact.
Oh yeah. No, but you know what? It's okay. It's okay. There's a new market for you, Marcus. If one's not working,
I'm a new man.
You're a new man. Reborn. Yeah. Guys, thank you for watching Talking Shit. We got some merchandise. You can find it on our Etsy. You can figure it out.
Yep.
Let us know.
Mm-hmm.
We do shipping. We do international shipping.
We are also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and other things as well. So if you don't necessarily want to watch the video version of it, we have audio versions.
Yeah. Take a ride in your car. Take a run.
Yeah.
Pop us on Google Podcasts, anything. Spotify, let's go.
And I'm
turn it up.
Hopefully we entertained you and I was thoroughly entertained myself.
I thought it was funny.
Hopefully we have we were able to make your day or whatever it is that you are deciding to watch this.
So drop a like, drop a comment, subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Safe, for being the man here hosting us today.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for watching Talking Shit. We love you, your family.
We love you guys.
And we'll come back with another banger.
Thank you guys. And I hope I want to see at least 2 likes in this video.
At least 2 likes and Marcus. We'll figure it out from there on. All right. See you guys. It's been real. This was episode 12, A Brief Inquiry into Online Relationships.